It's a Friday, and it pretty much is the quiet, lack of news type of trade in the grains. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sam Hudson's joining us today with Corn Belt Marketing, and let's kind of kick it off there because quiet lack of news just kind of sums up what we're seeing for the trade this week.
Right, and after all the work that the the soybean charts put in here over the past month and a half or so, as we started to bask in this renewed Chinese export interest, we've continued to fade that price a little bit. I think farmers in general, if you're going to look to one of these crops for a cash flow need, the soybeans are the easiest candidate to get sold. With them trading back over 11, you also have the January contract that's going to be heading into delivery here at the end of the month, and so you could see some forced selling there. Also some reports that, the pace of this demand, we were thinking 12 million metric tons, maybe by the end of the year, some indications that maybe that'll be, extended out in terms of a deadline. And if that's the case, you could see a setback in prices. And I guess the silver lining there is if it takes place, maybe China can use that as an opportunity to step in and purchase more.
Well, and it was nice to see a buy come across the wires this morning from China after having a pretty much a week of no news from them.
Yeah, it helps provide a little bit of positive sentiment or support to the whole cause. Now, we know we need to see shipments too, Susan. I think that's what the market's getting a little bit antsy on. We're going to continue to see these sales. But now that we're into December, if we don't see these sales hitting the inspection sheet, it's going to leave people thinking, well, even though we're starting to sell it, by the time we start shipping it, how much time are we going to have left before the South American crop comes online? And I think that's really the next hurdle for the market. We're going to kind of digest all of this and figure out what beans are still left out there and then enter their weather cycle. And that could, change perceptions on if China, feels like they need to buy more, regardless of what we tell them to or what the trade agreements are, or if they feel like, if weather normalizes and we have another, solid production cycle down there, then they'll probably slow play it. And that allows prices to stay relaxed.
Well, I heard there was some moving out of the Gulf, or was that just idle market chatter at this point when it came to cargoes?
Now, we've definitely been seeing some of that, and one of the things we're thinking about here, too, domestically is the upper Midwest. With all these cold temperatures, some of your upper Midwest river systems are going to start coming to a halt here after mid-December just because of icing and stuff like that. And so that can change, cash markets a little bit until you get to spring. And, that dead window there between middle of December and February is going to be a real critical time in determining what we should expect for a back half market in your demand, both for corn and soybeans.
So let's look at the fact that corn did see some good exports this week. Going to Mexico was one of the options. So it's nice to know demand is still there for that.
Incredibly strong, and that's good. The positive tailwind as you go into this crop report next week, we're not going to get any crop production updates. So you're not going to have, that sexy side of the coin, I guess, for corn and soybeans. But we know that exports and ethanol, for that matter, have been very strong. It's possible you can still argue that we need to take something out of the feed side of the equation, and you may be robbing Peter to pay Paul there for the export side. But on the whole, it's pretty difficult to pull back the reins on demand, as a total. And for soybeans, we're just continuing to try to prove out what we've already got written down.
And, of course, that WASDE report coming out on Tuesday will be interesting. Though normally December, we don't see many changes.
No. Like I said, no crop production updates there. And I don't know that the supply and demand metrics can change enough to make a real big splash. We're continuing to catch up on export data. And that should all be caught up here by the time you get to the end of the month. And then we'll set the table for the final reports in January.
Livestock side of it, boy, I'll tell you, there's some excitement continuing to build with some highs happening within this cattle complex.
Yeah. I mean, cash index feeder cattle looks like it's taken back all last week's losses. You're kind of have the on again, off again story with the screw worm, and this week to end the week, it's on again. And I think this is starting to stoke some ideas of what this is going to really look like here over the next 6 to 8 months, and maybe starting to hit the reality that this border opening may not be as swift as what everyone hopes it could be.
And it's still the passions there for the hogs as well.
Yeah. And I think, that's one thing to speak about it, the cattle complex, despite all the, pricing scenarios that we've gone over and the volatility we've seen, demand hasn't really, pulled back. And I think that being said, if we see those prices start to rise again, I have no reason to think the pork complex won't continue to just follow it back higher.
Anything we need to be watching market-wise as we head into next week's trading sessions?
I think so. Again, you have the report Tuesday that's going to, certainly cause some gyrations. But coming out of that, assuming that we're right on it being somewhat neutral and kind of a dud of an event, it's going to pave the way for some market headlines. yeah, chart technicals and the delivery cycle for those January soybeans into the end of the month of December. Some of the times those market mechanics can, you know, force people out of the market, you know, just because of timing.
All right. Thanks so much. Sam Hudson joining us today with Corn Belt Marketing. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Friday market wrap up right here on the American Ag Network.